AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. So how close is the presidential election? Donald Trump seems to like his chances, telling Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show last night.
I just got a great poll from Colorado. Normally a Republican wouldn't do particularly well there, and we're leading in Colorado, and we're leading in Iowa, we're leading in Ohio and Florida, we're leading all over. And it's been amazing.
In fact, polls show the race tightening between Trump and Hillary Clinton. So is this a dead heat? CBS asked Dan Senor this morning. He was a senior advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign.
I think Hillary is slightly ahead, but if I were her campaign, I would be concerned that it's too close for comfort, because at the end of the day, it is a change election. And in a change election, it's easy to sort of underestimate how far voters are willing to go to get change.
Hillary Clinton's back from 3 days fighting pneumonia. She's accused Donald Trump of bigotry after he declined yesterday when asked by the Washington Post to acknowledge that President Obama was, in fact, born in the United States. Trump's campaign issued a statement last night saying he does believe that now, though this morning Donald Jr. says he doesn't know if his father will say so himself. London's first Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, is in the U.S. visiting Chicago, where he said last night Donald Trump is representing the views of extremists when he says mainstream Muslims can't have Western values. Khan says he backs Hillary Clinton for president, though of course he can't vote here. Edward Snowden can, though. The NSA leaker says he will vote in the U.S. presidential election, though he's been living in exile in Moscow for 3 years. After revealing that the government was bulk collecting Americans' telephone records. This is AP Radio News. Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 smartphone is such a serious fire risk, say safety regulators. They are recalling it. Some of the phones have exploded, injuring their owners. Samsung has already voluntarily recalled the phone, but it's taken some flack for not offering clear information about the problem or how to resolve it. And there's something else, says R. Ed Donahue.
Samsung was only offering a replacement phone, but the recall announced by the Consumer Product Safety Commission gives the customer two options. They can get a new phone or they can get a refund.
Samsung beat Apple to market by several weeks when it introduced the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. It had been getting some pretty good reviews until this. By the way, Apple's iPhone 7 and 7S are for sale beginning today. Pre-orders for the phones have been strong. In fact, Apple's stock rose to its highest price in 10 months on reports of those strong pre-orders. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.